The last refugee left in Australia's $55 million resettlement program in Cambodia says he'll soon be cut off from Australian-funded assistance. The Abbott government pledged $40 million in aid to Cambodia in order to secure the deal and a further $15.5 million to help refugees start new lives there. But there's just one man left in the program, and even he may soon be left to fend for himself with no option of returning home. Southeast Asia correspondent Liam Cochrane reports.
He's Australia's $55 million man, the last of the refugees transferred from Nauru to Cambodia. Mohammad Rashid said goodbye to the other refugee, an Iranian man named Daniel, a few weeks ago.
When he gone, I have feeling it's no good. My feeling is no good. But he didn't like. Everyone not safe for them. People leave, four or five people, everyone white gone.
Four other refugees who agreed to be transferred from Nauru to Cambodia have since gone back to the countries they fled, to Iran and Myanmar. But as a stateless refugee, Mohammad Rashid says he is trapped.
When you want to go, you can go, but I cannot go. This is, I know my country, I know have citizen.
Unlike the other refugees who gave Cambodia a try, he can't return home. Mr. Rashid is a Rohingya Muslim, an ethnic group the Myanmar government does not recognise. More than 120,000 Rohingyas are kept in camps in western Myanmar, with restrictions on their movement and who they can marry. Mr. Rashid had hoped life would be better in Cambodia, but says he's sick and feels isolated. He spent several months sleeping in the offices of the government-funded service provider, the International Organization for Migration, but now he rents a room out of town for $70 a month. He currently gets an allowance and medical assistance from IOM, but the 26-year-old believes that will end in about 6 months.
They contract for me 1 year. After 1 year, they don't know. Just finish once, 6-7 months now. After, I don't know. They help me, they do not help me. They already tell, they do not help for me.
The International Organization for Migration declined to speak to AM, but issued a statement.
The IOM will assess the individual circumstances of each refugee and make a case-by-case determination on whether settlement support services should continue after 1 year.
The organisation wouldn't discuss Mr. Rashid's situation specifically, citing privacy reasons, but it did say it hasn't received all the money promised by Australia.
The IOM has not received anywhere close to the $15 million for this settlement program.
The Australian government says about $2.5 million has been paid to IOM so far, but there could be more, with reports in the Cambodian media of two Iranian refugees on Nauru considering resettlement in Phnom Penh. This is Liam Cochrane, reporting for AM.